بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، محمد رسول الله. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من رغب عن سنتي فليس مني، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected ulama ikram, my brothers in Islam, Allah Rabbul Izzat has blessed us with various faculties and various boons and favors. He's granted us the ability to think, He's granted us the ability to reason, He's granted us to philosophize, He's granted us sight, hearing, He's granted us wealth, property, He's granted us life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with Iman. And of all His boons and favors, Iman is most important. Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala abu madbaid were taught about Iman. And they state clearly that they learned Iman before they learned the Quran. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with life, and we are now shortly going to witness the month of Rabiul Awwal. In this month of Rabiul Awwal, many years ago, the best of mankind was born, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the month of Rabiul Awwal, the best of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, passed away. Various narrations have reached us that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was either born on the 9th of Rabiul Awwal, and there are records showing that it could be 13, 18, 15. But concerning his demise, concerning when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam left this dunya, left this realm, left this sphere, for another sphere, for another realm, all scholars are unanimous that it was the 1st of Rabiul Awwal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly and categorically mentions two names for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is Muhammad and one is Ahmad in the Quran. Muhammad meaning that everyone praises that person. The one who is praised from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the malaika, mankind and jinnah, praise Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Ahmad, meaning the one who praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Concerning why these two words, why these two names, Muhammad and Ahmad, requires elucidation, but another time. This month of Rabiul Awwal, which is about to dawn upon us, is no month for joy or celebration. It is no month for weeping and martyrdom. It is no month for dramatic scenes and plays. But it is a month wherein we should ponder and we should think about it carefully. That why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is great. In what lies his greatness? If someone has to pose a question to you as a Muslim, and if you have to invite someone, and if you have to convince even your fellow Muslim brother, that it is essential for us and necessary for us to adopt the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we have to furnish proofs on the greatness of personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why is he great? Why is he such a great reformer? What is in him? What was in him that made him a great reformer? Why is the best of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam? Why must we follow the sunnah? That also inshallah will explain to you one day. Why is it necessary to follow sunnah? Our small research shows that if we ponder over when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came on his advent, then you will come to realize what a dynamic personality Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. If we look at the Ayyam al-Jahiliyyah, the days of ignorance and the days of arrogance and the days of darkness before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, and when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, then you come to realize what a great personality Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must have been to reform such a society. To reform those people. Generally what happens, that you hear many synonyms, that the Ayyam al-Jahiliyyah, the days of ignorance, was bad, was terrible, and so on. But what was going on there? Very little is known. Very little is said. Basically, there were four problems. One, pertaining to belief. Two, social. Three, economic. Four, political. Today we'll start with beliefs. What the free Arabs believed in. One important point, that you must realize and take cognizance of the fact that the Arabs during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were more mushrik than kuffar. Kafir is one who denies the wujud, the existence, the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who rejects the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a mushrik is one who ascribes in any way and any form partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Arabs believe that there is one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he has got surrogates. He has got gods, the godlings, the goddesses. There is division of power. There is division of labor. There is division of duties. There is division of responsibilities. They believed in Lat, Mana, Uzza, Abul, Shams, Naila, Asif. According to one of the Asaf. And all these, Lat, Manat, Uzza, Abul, Shams, they were pious people. When they died, just as history repeats itself, in the time of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, when five pious people passed away, Shaitan put an idea into the people's minds that do you want to see them? Do you long for them? Make a statue of them, portrait of them, bow to them, sacrifice for them, kiss them, honor them, respect them. Tabarrukan. Similarly, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this was way worse. And concerning Laila and Asaf, a strange thing. A man and a woman had illicit relationship around the Kaaba. The people stoned them to death. And they constructed statues and they pelted those statues in one generation. But as generations progressed, the new and oncoming generation forgot why they were pelting this Naila statue, which was kept, one was kept at Safa and another at Marwa. They left the pelting and they began to worship them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and he removed these concepts and this ideology of idol worship. Habul was red, granite, having one arm short above the Kaaba. They brought sweets in front of these idols. They brought offerings, and in some places human sacrifice was even taking place. Kissing the idol, garlanding the idol, holding the idol, presenting milk before the idol, offering sacrifice before the idol, nazar and niyaz before the idol. Everything was going on. And during that time,
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and he removed that shirk. He stressed on Tawheed, and Tawheed means removal of shirk. Light came and he dispelled the darkness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teachings of Tawheed shattered the darkness of kufr and shirk and innovation and customs and rituals. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came, the people of Mecca were making tawaf of the Kaaba naked. And the woman, they should place one hand in front, another hand in the back, and they should make tawaf. And while making tawaf, they should clap, sing, dance, jig, jog, whistle, shout, scream, and their tawaf should go on like that. Later, the whole tawaf procedure became commercial. Unfortunately, deen becomes commercial these days. Yes? People began to hire clothing. The reason for making tawaf naked was that we haven't got halal clothing. Our earning is haram. Therefore, we cannot put on clothing. We must go naked. So, they should have shops. You must buy or rent, hire halal clothing and go around the Kaaba. They had idols. Every man in his house had his own idol. They had bazaars of idols. And when a person passed away, they made an idol of him and worshipped him. To worship dead or alive people is a grave sin. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and he removed this shirk ideology from them. That is why up to today, when you meet a pure Muslim Arab, he can be the worst of a sinner, but shirk he won't go near. Tawheed will be in his heart. And when I talk of a pure Muslim Arab, I don't mean one of these convertible models that come from Indo-Pakistan, put one long white jubba on and a red rumal on the head. That's convertible Arab. The new product has reached the Arab state. You talk of an Arab, he does not want to go near the shirk of kufr. And the Arab, he should make sweetmeats of idols. And on journey, when he is hungry, he should eat the idol up. And he had idols, stone idols, which he should carry on journey. Idol for good, and idol for bad, and idol for love, and idol for rain. Various were called upon. And when he should go on journey, and he wanted to cook his meal, then he should take a very idol, which he revered and honored. He should put it and form a tripod, a tri-stand, and put his pot on top of that and cook his food. The idol that he made in the morning, he should eat in the afternoon. The idol that he made in the morning, he should put his pot over it in the afternoon. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to that locality, came to that environment, and he reformed those people, preaching Tawheed day in and day out. Relentlessly, facing all the odds and ends, facing all the oppositions, he upheld Tawheed. But we learn few things, few riders before we conclude. That the environment there, because I have not touched on the social, economic and political aspects because of the time factor, but the environment which existed during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the worst compared to what existed around it. No superpower, and the superpower of that age was Persia and Rome, wanted to rule the Arabs. Today, a person will be a gambler, a fornicator or an adulterer, but he won't be an alcoholic. But those days, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the Arabs, evil man had, and he had them in great quantity. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brought hidayat to those people. So we should not be despondent, we should work hard. Work for the betterment of the society, for the upliftment of the locality, for the upliftment, spiritual upliftment of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And remember, Islam is not retrogressive, but it is progressive for our spiritual and material well-being. And the formula which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used 1410 years ago, that Iman has to be made, has to still be applied. the method adopted by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the same method has to be applied for the same result. The formula still stands, the method still stands, we have to implement it, we have to strive with the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see its result. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although economical, political and social problems and difficulties existed, did not tackle them at first hand. He went for the root, iman. That is what we are saying. Go for the root. If the iman comes right, the other amal, the other actions, inshallah, will follow. So that formula has not failed, cannot fail, even if we apply it today. Inshallah, we will continue from this some other time. One important announcement. That on the 10th of October, there will be a annual speech contest in the madrasa. We humbly request and appeal to all parents to attend. Irrespective of whether your child is taking part or not, but your presence will encourage it, the child. Your presence will make the child feel that he is wanted in our society, that he has got a place in our society, that when he went to speak, there were others. So please attend. And there are various topics which will benefit you, which will aid you. And the purpose is very simple. What we hear, we must practice. So inshallah, do not forget, make your time free. The jalsa will start at 9:30 and should be finished, inshallah, before Zuhr Salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand him. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah.